I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The two remaining Republican candidates for the Georgia governor's office fought to paint the other as ethically bankrupt while using some variation of the word lie no fewer than 18 times during their debate last night. But Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp found little to disagree on in terms of actual policy. Here's first Cagle and then Kemp on the subject of legalized marijuana.
I am not in no way, shape, or form in favor of recreational marijuana.
And also in no way support recreational marijuana.
Both candidates support access to medical marijuana. The election to pick a single Republican to face Democrat Stacey Abrams is on Tuesday, July 24th. Three former Fort Stewart soldiers will not be retried for a racially motivated murder in Savannah. Chatham County District Attorney Meg Heap yesterday told the judge she will not reopen the case against Mark Jones, Kenneth Gardner, and Dominic Lucci. After more than two decades in prison, they were released in December after the state Supreme Court said prosecutors did not share a police report that could have helped in their defense. The former soldiers, who are white, were convicted of the 1992 drive-by murder of Stanley Jackson, who was black. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines says rising fuel costs contributed to a 14% fall in second quarter profits. The company says it will pay around $2 billion more this year for jet fuel. Delta would have benefited from a proposed jet fuel tax break earlier this year, but that exemption was killed in the Georgia legislature after the airline ended a discount program for NRA members. And Donald Glover's Atlanta is a top contender for this year's Emmy nominations. The comedy series received 16 nominations on Thursday. Stranger Things, which was filmed in several places around Georgia, is up for 12. Streaming platform Netflix is the network with the most nominations, narrowly edging out HBO. And Game of Thrones is now the most nominated series of all times with 129 nods. The Emmys will be presented on September 17th. A 19-year-old tourist on St. Simon's Island was swept out to sea by a riptide during an evening walk on the beach. According to WJAX-TV, the Louisiana man spent nearly 10 hours in the ocean where no one could hear his screams for help over the waves and the wind. The currents carried him more than 3 miles, eventually delivering him to shallow water, where he walked ashore on a Sea Island golf course. And in sports, Atlanta Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman has been selected to participate in the Home Run Derby during this year's All-Star Game festivities in Washington, D.C. A total of only 8 players will be participating in the competition this year. It takes place Monday night. The All-Star Game itself is Tuesday evening. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.